Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth Sunday after the week of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 23 through 24. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it will be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Paul gives a vivid description of what happens when men give way to unbelief in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10. The man who is solely bent on piling up earthly possessions and becoming rich falls into temptation and snares of the devil. This cannot be seen. It is something spiritual. If we could really see the damage that the devil does in the spiritual things in the same degree that we can see the damage he does in bodily matters, we would really have something to preach about. For we have external evidence of how an unbelieving man keeps on scraping earthly property together, doing violence to every man so that he may have no opposition, and stand alone in his scraping operations so that finally he may rely on what he has scraped together and say, "Now I have enough." What a mean and unfriendly thing this unbelief is. It does no one any good. It is friendly to no one. It considers nothing but its own advantage. It is certainly an accursed thing, this unbelief, refusing to trust God for the sake of our benefit and actually believing that if we do not adopt all possible methods and procedures for ensuring our bodily welfare, even at the expense of our neighbor's welfare, we will die of hunger. Let us pray. Lord, you have shown us in very clear precept and example that we should never be greedy or covetous, but contented and generous. Fill our hearts with such trust in your wonderful care and providence that we overcome all temptations to selfishness and use our blessings to help all in need, for your name's sake. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.